This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice of Monaco. This part of the program is brought to you by UCSF Health. Download the all-new radio.com app and listen to Alice anytime, anywhere. And by the way, they have updated the picture. So it's the one that Uzi wanted.
Yeah.
It's a cute one. It's a close-up of me and Vinny, and we've got our faces squished together. And I'm clearly tickling him. He looks like he's...
in pain.
I get, yeah. Well, he's, you know.
That's one of your moves, though.
Well, it makes you smile. It makes you wipe that weird look off your face that you got.
Weird.
I look devious, and he looks like I've got my hand underneath his armpit. So, anyway, it's an app, man. Download it, and you can listen any old time. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible. So, I don't know, like 11 months ago,
yeah,
the Billy Bush tape happened.
Mm-hmm.
He and his wife have been married for 20 years, Billy Bush and his wife, Sydney Davis, and they are separating.
Wait a minute. Wait, are you saying it has something to do with the video? Or?
Apparently it does have something to do with the video. I guess she was super pissed. and
because he yucked it up with Trump or something?
Well, and, you know, she doesn't like Trump. So, and he didn't apologize to her, and this was while they were married, and she felt like it was a totally inappropriate conversation to be having, although he was really just sort of laughing along with Donald Trump. It's the grab him by the you-know-what tape. That's a speculation anyway. I mean, look, a 20-year...
Oh, that's a speculation. You don't throw a 20-year marriage out for...
I feel the same way. I feel like 20 years in, you know, that might cause some problems, but I don't know if it would... But maybe it was the straw that broke the camel's back. Who knows?
Wait a minute. Do I not know what happened? Did he say anything?
He, you know, was a cheerleader for that.
No, I understand, but he didn't.
He also lost his multi-million-dollar-a-year job.
Well, he got the job of his lifetime on the Today Show and lost it the next day.
It got pooped away, right?
Yeah. I feel like it's because he was depressed.
Oh,
and
so
really
he just
down in the dumps because he lost that killer job and
shut it all down.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, had enough of that.
Makes more sense. You know, frankly, it's very funny how we pursue our jobs and they become almost all of, like, everything, and you don't even...
It defines you.
Yeah.
And I can see, like, yeah, you've given up everything for it in order to get this silly job where you're, you know, bah, bah, bah. That's your gig of all the things. But that's what he put it all into, and if he lost it, I could see that really bumming him out.
Sure. Yeah. Well,
moping around the house in his pajamas, growing a beard.
What's he worth?
$15 million.
Oh, so it wasn't like they were going to starve to death or anything.
No.
But he had just signed a huge contract. So funny. He just sort of laughs along and gets fired from his gig and loses everything, and Donald Trump gets to be president.
Right.
So that's the point I was trying to make. I don't remember him really having done anything. Maybe that's the thing he did wrong, he didn't say, dude, you're a jerk.
You remember, as they got off the bus and that chick was there, he's like, oh, well, you know, why don't you give her a little hug and a kiss? Right after they had, you know, it was not great behavior on his part. But Donald Trump was the one who was saying all the super offensive stuff. You know, Billy Bush was just laughing along with it. Mm-hmm. Hilarious.
But so, getting divorced.
When the tape came out, the New York Post had said that they had a source saying that the wife was so furious she refused to speak with him for a while. She's still furious. They're having marriage problems. He didn't apologize to her for the embarrassment he caused in his statement. He had said something along the lines of that he, you know, because he has three daughters, I think, and that he sat them down and said, you know, dad said the wrong things or did the wrong things. But they're saying here that some source, what effing source, you know, what the maid, I don't, the whole source could be anything. They could just make it up. So, and they're saying here, losing the multi-million-dollar gig at the Today Show was not helpful in the healing process. But was that fallout bad enough to end their marriage? He's downplaying the split. His rep says, it is not true that Billy's wife has left him. After almost 20 years of marriage, they've separated for the moment to evaluate their life together. They love each other and their children deeply. They're committed to a bright future. So Billy Bush and his wife, Sydney Davis, we'll never know for sure, and it's really none of our business, but after 20 years, following fairly closely on the heels of that spectacular downfall, they are separated. And looks like they're... That's it. Who knows if they'll divorce?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. So these days, it's dangerous to be online. Even doing searches can take you to some place where suddenly there's ransomware on your, or spyware on your computer.
Yeah, I'm careful, and I still fall for those clickbait things where it's mm-hmm. like, these are 20 faces you'll never want to forget for the ever. And yeah. then there's a picture of someone you go,
I want to see
what that person's doing.
And then it's some completely other thing. Dangerous or not, it's not what they were selling.
Why am I so stupid? So I did that quite a bit, and now I've learned to just...
Don't click on anything.
It's not for the show.
Don't click on that.
It's not going to do me any good. I know what's going to burn me. Because I'd always be like, oh, it's for the show. Let me see what it's doing. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's dangerous to be online. I'm with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they say, though, that, and every year we get a list like this where it's the celebrities that people search for who have the most crap attached to them.
Oh.
Because they'll do clickbait for, I think Amy Schumer was number one last year.
I feel like Lindsay Lohan has been
mm-hmm.
up
oh, yeah,
there a lot.
For sure. But
oh, Jennifer Lawrence was one, mm-hmm. I think like a year ago or two uh-huh. years ago.
So when you would click on a story about that person or the little bit of clickbait that they, I don't know, you're on the Huffington Post and there's a thing, you know, the five things J-Law has to do every morning or
right.
whatever. And then you're like, oh, I would love to.
How did she get that beautiful skin?
I know, oh my
click.
God.
Click.
Click, right.
God, I fall for those ones.
The one that I clicked on most recently that I was just like, I'm not doing this anymore, was the one, the five beauty secrets every woman over, five makeup secrets women over 50 should know.
Oh.
Have you seen that one?
I
she's
have
like
seen
got
those.
The under eyelash thing, and I clicked on that. It just opened up all, I just went, oh, what were you, who cares? Like, you even wear makeup, Sarah. Dummy.
I want to know the secrets.
I know. I want to know the secrets too.
Yeah.
And then those stupid eyelashes that I bought.
Oh,
God,
man.
I'm so glad I only paid $15 for those things because, Jesus.
I know.
What pieces of poo? $15 pieces of poo. I know you've been seeing those ads. Don't bother.
Yeah.
Ta ta tell, though. That's legit.
Is it?
I don't know. We'll find out as soon as Vinny ever gets
next
one.
Year.
I don't. Do I really let that order ride?
You do.
Yeah, I mean,
after
now
that,
it's a bit. Yeah, maybe
yeah, it's
it'll
a bit
come
now,
on my
man.
Birthday, Vinny.
Right.
Oh. You can give it to me for my birthday.
What do you
or
want
Christmas.
For your birthday?
Do me a song.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love that.
When is it, the 26th?
Yeah, but you'll have to, I'll talk to John when he gets back to see if I'm going to take those 2 days off. So maybe like earlier in the week.
Maybe. You know, I actually have a semi-gig.
Maybe you can sing and Bryn can play the guitar.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm not much of a guitarist. I think
that's
Vinny's
true.
Actually more qualified.
I don't know about that.
Well, both y'all
I'm
do
kidding.
It. Both
no,
you guys
oh, yeah,
do it.
A little duet, you guys. Oh, for Yuzi's birthday.
That would be so nice.
I don't know if I can get that together in time.
Get over a
it's
month.
It's more than a month.
We're learning a bunch of new songs, though, for this. We're playing at Hot Ass Danielle's husband's 50th birthday. So
you are?
Well, we have 10 songs we're putting. I'm downplaying it because it's a
Who's
super
we?
Casual. I don't know. Me, Tommy, John.
DiNardo?
Oh, yeah, DiNardo.
DiNardo. Okay. Yeah. So the band is playing his party.
Well, there's a. No, her band is playing. Like, we're just, you know, she said, hey, make sure you have some songs ready. And she's like, what songs? And then she was like, and me and Sarah are going to do some. I'm like, you got it. You pick the songs. Mm. But we already started on our little set list. So maybe I'll look at that and see if there's something I can learn on guitar and something you'd like.
Exactly. Make sure I like it.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously.
Duh.
Duh, George.
So who's the person?
So this year.
This year.
Oh, yeah.
They're all, I know, boy, we meandered. These are the this year's most dangerous celebrities to search for online. Some of these people, I'm like, who's even searching for them? Like, number one, I don't know that anyone searched for her in a few years, but okay. So number 10 is Beyonce. People search for Beyonce. Be careful when you're searching. Number 9 is Katy Perry. Diddy is number 8. Justin Bieber's number 7. Calvin Harris. Celine Dion.
Celine.
Zayn Malik, I guess.
Old people.
Yeah, I guess. Carly Rae Jepsen's number 3. Number 2 is Bruno Mars. Number 1 is Avril Lavigne.
Oh.
Like, she's the most dangerous one right now. Like, Avril Lavigne? I don't even... Hasn't she been? She has like Lyme disease or something.
Yeah, I thought she had lupus.
Oh, does she have lupus?
I think it's been Lyme disease with that one. Yeah.
Oh, they
with
both
her.
Start with L.
But she's been out of
the commission.
Yeah, she just recently. She used to be married to the guy from Nickelback.
Right.
And she just showed up on stage with him.
Yeah. And I thought, Brynn, I don't know if there was a new song that she put out in the last month or two.
Is there a new Avril Lavigne?
Maybe I'm not. Maybe not.
I thought I read she had a new album coming.
Yeah, that's what I
guess.
I thought
that's possible. Mm-hmm. But she's been out of the public eye for, I mean, it feels like 2+. It feels like the last I heard of her is she was divorcing that guy, and then I just didn't hear about her
anymore. Well, she's been out for a while, but there was, for a minute, every little girl at the mall looked exactly like
Avril Lavigne. She even had that line of hoodies. I loved those. I thought they were so cute.
I think they're still at Kohl's.
Are they?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Whatever her clothing line is.
I mean, I love some of her songs, actually.
Yeah,
I think
me
she's,
too.
I actually think she's... Maybe I'll do an Avril Lavigne song for you. They're hard to sing, though. F that. I won't
they
sing.
Are?
They are. She's
a good singer?
She is a good singer, and she sings, like, super high, and I love his song.
See you later, boy.
Good enough for her. Yeah, I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Even that, complicated song?
Yeah, complicated. I'm with you. I love that song. I'm with you. That's a good one. Anyway, she's the most dangerous celebrity to search for online. So that means you're more likely to pick up a virus when you search for her than for any other celebrity. Although, you know, if you search for Avril Lavigne, which if you're doing that, why? You know, you can usually tell by the link, like if you're going to Wiki or someplace legitimate, or if it's, you know, wewillinfectyou.com. That would be one to not click on.
Or the ones that say sponsored.
Oh.
I've learned to
avoid
sponsored,
those.
Sponsored, yeah.
Oh. Paid to be up at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, anyway, be careful out there, people who love Avril and are constantly searching for new information about her. Serena Williams became a mom for the first time on September 1st when she gave birth to her daughter, Alexis Olympia.
Does it say how old she is?
No, she's got to be in her mid to late 30s, though, right?
Yeah. Well, I was, as you 35. Were saying. 35. Oh, okay. She's got time. She could have another.
She could. She posted a letter to her own mom, Oracine Price, on Reddit. She's married to one of the co-founders of Reddit, right?
I don't know that they're married. Are they married?
Well, I don't know that they're married either, but the dad is from that Reddit guy, yes.
Yes.
It says husband.
Okay.
So anyway, I don't know if her mom, but everyone was like, you know, it's wonderful what she's written here. It's sort of interesting. But people were like, why'd you post this on Reddit? Why did you put this on your own website? And I guess, you know, when you're married to the guy from Reddit.
Yeah, we have Reddit stock.
He was like, hey, man, do me a solid. So she was thanking her mom for everything that she did as a mom. And it is funny. You are acutely aware of how much your mother loves you when you have your own baby. You feel this love where you just go, oh, my God, now I know how my mom feels about me. And it's a strange feeling. And really, like, I felt it really acutely after I had my kid. The first one, the second one, I was just so tired. I didn't have time to think. So Serena says in the letter that she was looking at her daughter and noticed that she has her, quote, exact same strong, muscular, powerful, sensational arms and body. She said, That's what she said about her little daughter that she just had.
Does she know that her that's exact just same... chubby baby?
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
Exact same strong, muscular, powerful, sensational arms and body. She said she's not sure how she'd handle it if her daughter had to go through everything that she did. She said, I've been called a man because I appeared outwardly strong. It's been said that I use drugs. It's been said I don't belong in women's sports, that I belong in men's because I look stronger than many other women do. But, Mom, I'm not sure how you did not go off on every single reporter, person, announcer, and quite frankly, hater, who was too ignorant to understand the power of a black woman. You are so classy. I only wish I could take your lead.
She will.
Yeah. That's
You just deal with it.
I just thought
she'll
that
deal
was
with it.
such a nice thing to...
Yeah.
Have her write that.
And you're not doing
mom.
Your kid any favors if you you fight their every battle,
right?
Either.
It's true. You know, I heard the term iGen from you. Wasn't that the term?
Yeah, it's Gen Z or iGen is right. The current, you know, the next
the
group.
The kids born 95 and after,
right?
That really have never known anything else. And I guess there's some woman who wrote, like, why the future of America is doomed or something along those lines, talking about, you know, that we have less kids. They're less likely to have sex early or rebel or because they're all just, I guess, looking at their phones and less likely to be prepared for the challenges of adulthood, that they mature a lot slower. And I can't remember the name of the book. Did you hear that on CBS this morning, too?
I did, yes.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that is interesting. Vinny was just talking about
trip
that.
Out on this. This is the thing. And we've talked about it before. It's the boredom. They don't have boredom.
Right. They don't have to use their imagination to fill the spaces.
There's no boredom. We had so much boredom, and I used to thank God for skateboarding because I just would split and skateboard and learn tricks all day, and I could do it from morning till night, and that's what kept me busy. But if I didn't have that, I don't know what would have come of me because I was definitely also finding ways to get into drugs and other
trouble. The devil makes work for idle hands.
But these kids don't have any boredom. They're like, I'm done with that. Can I have this thing? Let me have that screen. Mm-hmm. Let me hit this show.
It's all right there.
And that's, you know, and I can see why parents like it because they're all, I know where my kid is. My kid's safe.
Right.
In his or her room.
Or right there on the couch.
It makes me feel very comfortable to know they're not up to no good.
I know.
So
it's a whole new, I just don't know how the whole thing's going to shake out.
Well, they won't be bored.
Yeah, but they won't be motivated either.
I don't know
about
that.
It feels like they get very comfortable in these little online worlds, and so ambition, it goes out the window. Like, you know, we had, like, me and my friends would always have a plan. Like, we're going to build this or paint that or dig this or whatever, you know, whatever our summer project was. Or even if we just went, you know, you'd hike down the power lines to get to Hanson Center to hang out. Like, you just had to go find something to do. Now you just don't have to do that. So you don't.
They have plans, too. It's just all virtual.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, I'm going to build a brand new mansion for myself in Minecraft. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. My Sims family's having a baby. Do they even, do kids play Sims? I don't even know.
It's got to be gone by
my
now,
my mom would
right?
be like, you're bored? Here, I'll give you something to do.
Yeah.
Vacuum the room.
Right. Clean the bathroom. I know.
Let me get out of here.
Only boring people are bored. Come on, kid. Anyway, who knows? We'll be the crotchety old people going, ah, the kids these days. I can't believe it.
Well, that's always going to be the way, but we are watching a very different world emerge.
Things have changed. Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
Love her. She has developed a bad habit, she's saying, of freaking out on airplanes. She told Entertainment Weekly, it's scary not being able to control yourself. I've recently had problems with plane anxiety, and it's really similar. I'm not afraid of the airplane. I'm afraid of me on the airplane and losing control of myself. You know when they hit an air pocket and it feels like you're falling? I did it on a night flight one time, and I yelled, we're going down! It's coming down!
Oh, jeez.
There's always that person, you know, that's kind of losing it, and they kind of bring everybody's anxiety level up.
Leave it to an actress.
Right.
To be a drama queen.
Right.
She said, I tried to jump out of an Air France flight once. I can't believe I didn't get arrested. I got really claustrophobic, and I had to get out. They should almost have, like, stun guns or something, you know? Like, they could just, the person who's losing their mind is just, like, raising the, right, just like, I don't know, like a quick shot that they can give them. Come here, let me hold you.
And then tie him down.
Right, exactly. And maybe this one's for Hooman.
All right.
Terminator. I know we all, you know, Terminator fans here. Terminator 1. Terminator 2 is the best one. And I haven't even seen any of the other ones since then. But I guess there's a... Is it the sixth one?
Yeah.
The sixth?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Maybe the fifth?
It's either five or six.
Anyway, his ex-wife, James Cameron, made the... You know, was involved in the first couple.
It looks like there's four.
Okay. So this will be the fifth?
Yeah.
So he's bringing back his ex-wife, Linda Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
Linda was in the first two movies playing Sarah Connor, who goes from being a victim to a badass robot fighter over the course of those. And she's 60 now, and Cameron sees that as a plus. He says, it's going to make a huge statement to have that seasoned warrior that she's become return. There are 50-year-old, 60-year-old guys out there killing bad guys, but there isn't an example of that for women.
Sorry, there's five. You're right. This is going to be
It is the sixth?
Yeah.
James, unfortunately, a lot of those 60-year-old warriors are on steroids, though. So, you see Stallone, and he's ripped and he's built, but dude, come on! Didn't he get busted in some airport for
growth
HGH
hormone
or whatever?
Right.
Well, don't forget, everyone. From one of the Terminator movies, we got one of the greatest cinematic moments in history.
What's that?
Christian Bale losing his crap.
That was a Terminator.
Oh, that was like the fourth Terminator or something.
That, you know what? It was totally worth it.
That, listen, you...
What was that? Is that called Resurrection or something?
Play the whole thing.
Yeah, play the whole...
We haven't heard the whole clip in a long time. Yeah. Christian Bale freaking is good.
Thank you.
I feel like there's more.
I feel like Bruce deserved that. I mean, you know, Bruce.
Don't shut me up. Bruce.
Was Bruce the director?
No, the director was McGee. Do you know who that is?
No.
He did all the Charlie's Angels
films.
Well, anyway, obviously Arnold will be coming back as well, but he's saying...
What about Christian?
No, there's no Christian. Doesn't say anything about Christian in this. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Looking up Terminator crap. Horrible earthquake in Mexico. Yeah. I'll get you the latest on that. Oh, and signs you could live to be 100 and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. Big Brother fans, rejoice. Big Brother haters, you can also rejoice. The show ends tonight.
All right.
The season finale is tonight on CBS.
I love this show, but I know who wins, so I can't bear.
There's a chance he doesn't. We'll see, though.
Really?
Listen, if he makes it to the top two, he absolutely should win. But if either of them have the chance, they're fools if they don't
right,
get rid of him.
Right, but he, just the last time I looked at it, he kept them from having a chance. Didn't he get the veto or whatever?
Right now, they're battling. It's the three-way battle for the final head of household, and that's the person who decides. And they just start. Remember the unicorn thing where they're up on the unicorns?
I didn't see that part.
It was at the very end of the Stupid Friday show, which was
basically
a recap.
Oh, I didn't watch that at all.
Yeah. So I'm sure there are people who watch the live feed because there's a 24-hour thing. You can actually watch these boring people all you want. So I'm sure that they've played most of the competition and they're just going to recap that on the finale tonight. But I don't know anything about that, so please don't send spoilers. I'm excited to watch the 2-hour season finale of Big Brother.
I wish it started at 6.
Amazon has a job that fits your life. Seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area, visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. I just want to mention again, while you still have time before you have to leave for work, the new Apple update launched today. So operating system 11 is available for download and install this
morning.
You've
noticed a few changes.
Yeah.
Looks of certain things are different.
You can see a difference so far I haven't done anything, but I don't really have anything on my phone to for it to have done anything different.
When you showed me the messages,
that looks different.
The yeah, like the little text messages. It's got this whole like scroll bar at the bottom now, which I'm not sure how I'm going to feel about that. I really know where everything is right now, and I'm sure I'll get used to it.
You'll be fine. It's going to be fine, everyone.
Did I put the headphone jack back?
That's not happening. Mm,
so I hear.
All right. So anyway, there's that. You can update your phone. The Mexico earthquake is a big one. It seems like they had a big one not too long ago, and it wasn't nearly as bad as this one, though.
Well, this one was on land.
The last one, six something?
Yeah, but it seems like...
Oh, no. I thought it was like even bigger.
And it was bigger
than
that.
It was offshore, though, and
but they were,
hit...
for the most part...
Was that the 8.21? Yeah. That was the 8.21. Okay.
But this one is a 7.1 and buildings dropped.
Yeah.
And there's video on Facebook or on your news sites of people out in the streets watching a building teeter.
Shear off, right.
And then just drop. So this is bad. Just from this morning, I was looking at the news at whatever time that was, 3:30 in the morning. I sent Yuzette a story to print because it looked like the most updated story, and the death toll is at 217. Since the time I drove in, the death toll is now at 226, and I imagine...
expect it to grow.
Even as I'm reporting, there's a new toll. So this is a big one, and it's very sad. And that's where that's at. They are right now trying to rescue people. Yeah. And I hate when these stories come out here locally as we hear about the devastation in Mexico. Someone jumps on it and puts out a story like this one. Major earthquake will almost certainly rattle the Bay Area within the next 30 years. Okay, thanks. So you're just making people be freaked out for the next 30 years. Nice.
Well, I mean, just be in a perpetual state of freaked outness. Let's face it.
Well, look,
we live in California.
It's California. Have your little pack ready. And but that's just seems kind of irresponsible.
Freak out, but, you know, not right this second.
Right. Could be any time.
Any time, though.
30
be
years.
Be ready at every moment.
30 years.
Gee, and I wonder if they'll extend it beyond that. I wonder if at 30 years we could stop worrying about all of it.
Sarah.
Yara.
You're pretty kinky.
No.
You're not?
Very, not.
You said.
Not by the grand scheme of things I've seen on the internet. I am super normal.
You're a kinky chick.
It's very much so, Vinny. Mm. Thank you.
So you'll be at the Folsom Street Fair this
Absolutely.
Upcoming weekend.
I am so there. Got
going
my
naked?
My collar, my leash.
Oh, too bad you don't have your ta-ta towel, because that would be a good, that'd look really good.
Vinny.
Sorry, I ordered it. I don't know what to say. I've kept you up to date, too. I got a long email from the lady who runs the company. What's her
whole
name?
Life
Edna?
Story.
Yeah, I mean, some guy did her in, did her wrong. She can't get those things done fast enough because of this guy. Anyway, the Folsom Street Fair is from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday, September 24th. That's this Sunday.
All right.
They say it's free, but they suggest a $10 donation.
Oh.
And they do also mention gates open at 11 a.m.
Gates.
I didn't realize there was donation or gates.
I'm guessing
you just showed up on Folsom Street.
A guy in
I'm here.
Daddy leather and a what do they call those masks?
Gimp mask.
Gimp mask. Standing next to a cone, you can't come through unless you
give me the $10 donation.
Well, I have to go to a baby shower first, so maybe I'll put my outfit under.
Oh, that's
my
a great
baby
idea.
Shower.
Who's having a baby?
Some dude.
You're having a baby shower?
Oh, is that this weekend?
Yes.
You're not going?
I can't. I'm going to be in Boston.
Messed
up. Believe me. I'm super
I can't
about
believe it.
Super hurt.
You should
You're
be.
Painful.
Jerk.
How could you, Sarah?
Although.
What?
Yuzi and I had been talking about. Never mind.
What?
Nothing. We were going to look at your registry. And
oh, yeah.
We didn't do that. Let's do
I
that.
I totally forgot. Well, it won't come in time.
So we can still look. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be one less thing to carry home that day. It'll get delivered.
Yeah, that's true.
Hooman, are you going to the baby shower?
Of course I am. I'm probably going to be the first one there and the last one to leave.
Vinny,
that's how much I
care. Aren't you and your family going?
You'll be there 15 minutes. Take a picture and split.
I know. Take a picture to prove he was
there. Yeah, exactly.
That's what he does.
He's not allowed. It's not Vinny friendly over there.
Bryn once again proves he's my very best friend by not inviting me.
Yeah.
I didn't even get invited.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bryn. I love you so
You're
much.
You're welcome.
So anyway, this is between 8th and 13th Streets, the Folsom Street Fair, if you're not aware, is people who are into kinky stuff. So you'll see leather and whips and chains and handcuffs and gag balls.
It's all the good stuff, Vinny.
Right.
Great.
And I give them a lot of credit for being free enough to express themselves.
Yep.
Because I would never even have put that kind of energy into it. Even if I thought of it, I would go like, after I finished, I'd be, oh, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's been too much work just put this whole outfit together. They can come here if they want to see it.
It's a lot. You well, really got to be into it.
Some people are really into that.
Yeah.
You know, and they look so good in their leather.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I got to go show the world.
Little buttless chaps.
Sure.
Here are some signs you could live to be 100.
Okay.
Would you like that? Because it's mostly women. 19 of the 20 oldest people on record were women. So it's,
I don't know, Ben. It depends,
depends
on what
quality of
right,
life.
Right. If I right, like I said, if I'm the oldest person wiping me, I'm not into it.
Ever is a woman from France who lived to be 122.
Damn.
122. The oldest man was a Japanese guy. Who made it to 116. But 19 of the 20 oldest people on record were women. The chances you have to make it to 100 go up if you are young now.
Yes, yeah.
As in, a 20-year-old now is twice as likely to reach 100 as their parents are. So,
yay
you youngsters.
Yay for the kids.
Have a good shot at it. Also, if you have relatives who've lived to be into their 90s, you've got a good shot at it. Didn't your Nana live to be 90?
She was 94, I think.
Oh, Sarah.
Everybody. And I think my other Mimi was in, I think she was in her 80s, late 80s.
You got a good chance.
I had a great grandma who lived forever.
If you're optimistic, they say that can definitely affect whether or not you could live to be 100. Positive people live the longest.
To think I'm a positive person, but I can get kind of down and blue and you know, like anybody, mood swings.
Well, look, there's being positive
being
and optimistic, but you, well, I can be pessimistic for sure.
But overall, I think you strive toward happiness.
I do for sure, but don't you have sometimes that default like, oh, that's gonna suck?
Yes. Gee, what could possibly go wrong with this?
So, you know, I have to work at it. It doesn't come naturally. I'm not naturally like Michael Franti.
That guy. I hope he lives forever.
Oh, speaking of which, I was thinking of asking if he wants to come in tomorrow. What day is it tomorrow? Gratitude Day?
And well, like World Peace Day.
In fact, I think I'll be at his show.
So, yeah, are you going to go? Maybe we could help him promote it. I don't think it's totally sold out.
Let me see.
Is that the Mountain Winery? Or
No. This is in Felton.
At the Meadows something.
Hold on.
It's the one you went to last year,
the Soul
year, right?
Fest, S-O-L.
Right. It's at the, what do they call that? The train. It's at the place where the train lives.
The depot? The station?
No, it's That's something funny. Train.
I wrote it down.
Somebody help me out.
Hey, hold on. I don't know.
The barracks?
No.
The station?
I've been there 1,000 times. I ride my mountain bike through
it's
there.
It's an outside venue.
She'll get it in a second.
All right.
And then I'll want to kill myself for not having the name on the...
Just don't.
Roaring Camp Railroad?
That's it.
All right. That's the place, everyone.
Yeah,
it's a really
Camp
cool
Railroad.
Venue, too. It's
and the
wide
train
open.
Lives there.
The train lives there, sure, but so do trees, and they'll put up a stage, and it's a nice spot to hang. It's a neat park. A lot of people go out there and get married.
Aww.
Because it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
So it's a neat place to see a show. Anyway, and tickets are available for that?
Yeah.
Soul Fest.
I'm going to post the link on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yeah, it's Saturday and Sunday, but I believe Michael's only playing on Saturday. Yeah.
So getting back to these signs, because we're getting, time is crunching.
You need to be a healthy weight. You need to be right-handed.
Oh.
If you're not too tall, people who hit the 100-year mark tend to be shorter.
Hmm.
Less common for really tall people. You know what? Tall people are super clumsy, and they die of accidents.
Yeah.
The clunk.
Gravity gets you, too. Pulls you down, you know?
Big old flappy feet getting in your own way.
What about smoking and drinking?
That doesn't say anything about that.
Oh.
I think we all know that's not going to help you.
Right.
And you don't live in the middle of a big city.
Oh.
Several studies have found that living to be 100 is about twice as common in rural areas.
Just like not polluting yourself.
Oh, and just... I've never slept better than when I lived in Eugene, Oregon.
Right. Well, and having to walk places, too. I think just, you know, having to kind of stay active and get your ass up and out. If you work on a farm or something, you know.
If
you don't get sucked into the wood chipper, you'll be fine.
I didn't get to it. I will do it next news break. But I have a geyser gross story.
Oh.
That you're going to... Guys are so gross.
Yeah. They are.
We are.
It's true.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, my 30-year-old husband meets his friends each evening in a computer game.
Oh.
He's 30!
That's what people are doing, man.
People search for Avril because there's a fan theory that she died years ago, and the girl that you see now is someone that took her place.
Oh.
That's from 925.
That's like the Paul McCartney.
It's like an urban legend thing.
That's silly.
Is it?
Yes.
It's not possible at all that that's true?
No.
All right.
I don't believe that's possible.
Good morning, Alice team. Today is our first day as residents of Arkansas, and here I am listening to my favorite people. I just love technology. Good luck on your move, Vin.
Oh, good luck in Arkansas.
We are pretty broke right now, too. Moving is awesome. Not.
Yeah, moving's horrible. It's great once you're done with the move and you kind of start to enjoy the new place and hopefully it lives up to every expectation. But the actual move?
Oh. Well, it's all the stuff leading up to it, too.
Right. Well, and you've had your share of the stuff leading up to it.
Three things.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start... I'll start with the Hot 100, the best songs, but I've got just some really odd stories today and an update on the Ryan Phillippe situation.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.